Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress-Less Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide for this time that's just for you. It's a time where you can just inhale God's promises and exhale your stress. I'm going to share a loving word from God that will help you lower stress. And you're also going to learn a practical soul care tip, something you can do to restore calm to your emotions and your body. Because God not only created our minds to help us think correctly, He also created us with a body that needs nurture and emotions that need that same nurture. And when we forget that it's part of our relationship with God, soul care, nurturing who God created you to be, that's when we experience stress, worry, and anxiety. So don't worry. All we need is a moment of rest. And you're doing that right now here with me. So I'm very honored that you would spend some time just to pause in your day or to relax into your evening after a long day in your daily life. I want to just ask you, if someone were to ask you, how can I experience God's love and feel that I'm lovable, even though I know I am in my mind with God's truth? But how do I feel more confident? How do I feel that I'm worthy of love and care? How would you answer that, friend? Well, that's a question that I was asked in the Soul Care School that I'm currently guiding and leading over 230 wonderful women. And I am going to answer that question today in our time together, because I want to remind you of God's love and to encourage you to follow whatever spark God has put on your heart that would draw you closer to Him as you relax with Him and take those breaks where you are worthy of His love. When we come back after a word from our sponsor, we'll continue this pause that will refresh your soul.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So, friends, I have something happy to share with you. Join me in celebrating 2 years of Sweet Like Jasmine. It's been named Christian Book Award of the Year, friend. Embrace God's beauty in your story. I share my story of faith on my quest to find the father who left me when I was 7 years old. So read Sweet Like Jasmine to discover your true worth and heal your heart. You know, I wrote this book during the pandemic, and so I look back fondly because, you know, no matter what storms we are walking through, God still gives us moments where we can express our hearts with Him. And this is where I wrote this story. I am a Chinese American daughter of a mail order bride from Hong Kong and a busboy who left me when I was 7. So when I set out on this quest It led me to Chinatown, where I discovered some pretty shocking family secrets, but most importantly, discovered my true worth in God's love. It's a story how God transforms brokenness into beauty. Because the truth is, friend, the truth is that we're all on a journey to find belonging out of loneliness, and we're all longing to find beauty out of brokenness. And that's what Sweet Like Jasmine, Finding Identity in a Culture of Loneliness, is all about. So here's some exciting news. I want you to pick up a copy, because the audiobook version, I cannot believe it. I hopped on Amazon and it's $5.95. There's a special pricing right now that's going on for Sweet Like Jasmine, for Whispers of Rest. That's my 40-day devotional on 40 Days of Soul Care. And for Breathe, my new best-selling ECPA hit. ECPA is the Evangelical Christian Publishers Association, and you made it a bestseller hit. Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. Now, all these titles are offered right now at the low price of $5.95 as an audiobook. Now, you are here listening to this podcast, so I know that you enjoy listening to audiobooks, and research shows listening to audiobooks actually lowers stress. Isn't that interesting? It's not a surprise, right? Kids love being read to at bedtime. It relaxes them. So it's not just kids. We all relax when we have somebody hearing their voice telling a story. There's something about that, the way God created us. We were made to connect with others, and hearing their voice relaxes. So I want to be that voice for you as I guide you into soul care through these books. So hop on over to Amazon and see which one is calling your name and drawing you in your current season of relaxing with Jesus. And my first book, Finding Spiritual White Space, well, that one is $0. I was so surprised to find that on an audiobook. If you want to subscribe to Audible, they'll offer it to you for free. So I hope that you can enjoy that. I want to share that quick news and also to celebrate. You know, we often just kind of move past those times of goodness where God has helped us overcome a hard season, and we're, you know, immediately pulled into the next set of stresses. But we need to pause, breathe in God's goodness, exhale our stress. We need to remember. And so I usually give the soul care tip at the end, but today I want to give you a soul care tip. We need to recall a happy memory, a good memory, because the way our nervous system works, when you recall that good memory, it actually releases the serotonin. That's the happy hormone. It boosts your mood and lowers stress. So, you know, the psalmist says, the memory of your goodness, I just praise you. Even I long for the memory of your goodness. And there's something to that. Your soul relaxes. So what is good memory? Whatever hardship you are stepping through, take a pause. Remember God's goodness to you in the past. He is the same God today, and he will be the same God walking you through tomorrow. So in the midst of it, it doesn't minimize or take away our hardship. Okay, we don't minimize it. What we do is we remember God's goodness, and it just lifts us up, refills our soul, re-energizes us just a little bit, just enough to face the next step that's in front of you today. And that's one principle of soul care. I've been sharing this with the women that I'm guiding in soul care school right now. I want you to get ready. If you haven't signed up, I want you to sign up for the new year, because we want to start the new year with healthy, happy habits. And we want to be rooted in God's loving voice in scripture and use science, right? Because God is the one who created our nervous system. He knows how our emotions and our physical body work. So it's really important that you prioritize. So I want to be that loving voice for you as your soul care mentor. Well, today's question is about how can I feel as lovable and as confident as God tells me in his scripture? We know that, especially those who of us who are encouragers, we've walked with the Lord for many seasons. We know in our head the truth. And that's important, right? We love God with our heart, mind, and soul. We need to use our minds to know his truth. Our heart is where we make decisions, where we align what we believe with our action. And that's one way of working out our faith. That's where we serve others we love. But our soul, loving God with our soul. Now, this is why we're here today. We want to experience who we are in Christ. And so I think that one of the best ways to tell you a story. I went to a cross-country meet, and it's a race. I've been sharing with you throughout the summer, those of you who've been following along. It's the first time my younger son, Caleb, he's a freshman in high school, that's even tried this sport. And so it's a whole new sport for me because they had been playing soccer all along. And I went to my first meet. It's actually a championship here in the Bay Area at Crystal Springs. So if you're a runner, I've been told this is a nationally renowned site because you're running and it's beautiful. There's a reservoir, there's a lake, Crystal Springs. And my goodness, Caleb has been telling me all these stories about running and about how it's important to pace yourself and to follow the person in front of you. And what a beautiful metaphor for our race of faith, running, keeping our eyes on Jesus. But nothing compares to being there, okay? Like, it's amazing. Over 200 kids were lined up, and it gave me a flashback to the Hunger Games movie. It just kind of felt that way. Oh my goodness, I was so proud of Caleb because there's so many kids elbow to elbow, and they have to run and have that courage to run and finish the race. And it wasn't until I was there, I can hear all the different voices. I can feel the earth, you know, even shaking with all the gravel, and I'm walking the trail and I'm seeing my son, you know, just, you know, travailing up on that hill, and I'm seeing the sweat. Oh my goodness. And I can smell that dirt, as, you know, a cloud of dirt would be tufted up as all the runners ran like wild horses. There's nothing compared to the experiences in there. And my son, after he finished it, he came and he just gave me and my husband a big hug. And he said, "Thank you so much for being here. It was great." And I was able to take videos. We were able to watch it at home, show it on our screen, share it with Josh, my older son, while he was in class in high school. It was just a total experience. And the smile on his face, the way he lit up when he saw us after the race. Friends, there's nothing like sharing an experience, is there? And I had cheered Caleb on. I'd sent him texts for his previous meets, which are the races, and those were wonderful. He was feeling very encouraged with my texts, and I was cooking him eggs for breakfast. You know, all those things he remembers. But guess what? There's nothing that compares to sharing an experience together with him. That's a memory that I'll always have with my son as I held him at the finish line and he saw us and he heard us cheering him on. I didn't need to tell my son, "Did you know how much I love you?" I didn't need to say it because my son felt it. He felt it. And so, friend, when you're feeling down and you're wondering, why am I doubting? We tend to be so critical, don't we? We become so critical, and that is not the response that Jesus invites us to. When you're feeling down, you're feeling anxious, you're overthinking, worrying, don't criticize yourself. God invites you, Jesus invites you to enter into an experience. What can you do today that helps you experience rest or beauty or joy or peace? What is that something? And it can be very simple. But as your Soul Care mentor, I'm going to challenge you to do it for at least 10 minutes. That's how long it takes. It's very quick, but it's not just for a minute where your brain will start releasing those good hormones. And an experience is what helps us release stress the most impactful. Many people ask me, "How can I be more resilient to stress, Bonnie?" And I have to say, it's experiencing God's goodness through a moment of peace and rest.
Now, you're going to feel resistant to it because you don't feel like you're in the mood, right? But that's exactly your signal to just take action and do it because you're not feeling in the mood. That's when you want those hormones, those good, happy hormones, soothing hormones to be released. We are going to come back and practice a breath prayer. It's the most immediate way to signal to your body to activate that rest response. And we want to breathe in God's loving word because we want to be mindful of his presence. You know, stress can just hijack us, hijack our thoughts and our feelings. And that's okay because we're human on this side of heaven. We are exposed to a lot of stressors. But what we can do is respond to our stressors. And so we're going to come back and enjoy a beautiful breath prayer with Jesus. Well, friend, let's relax. Let's relax in the arms of Jesus right now. Let's inhale and exhale today's wonderful breath prayer from Psalm 116:7. Return to rest, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. We need to whisper to our soul, that part of us that's so wrapped up in stress and anxiety, it's okay. God understands. We just want to remind ourselves of God's love and his goodness and to recall those memories and remember that God's goodness is available and never expires. Breathe in together. Inhale. Return to rest, O my soul. Exhale. For the Lord has been good to you. Inhale. Return to rest, O my soul. Exhale. For the Lord has been good to you. I also like to say this breath prayer in first person to myself. You can inhale. Return to rest, O my soul. Exhale. For the Lord has been good to me. Think back, even if you're listening right now and sleep has been difficult, just bring your mind to those moments in your life where you have seen God's goodness. Where have those places been? It could be as simple as enjoying a simple sandwich as you're sitting out on a bench at the park. Where is that place of goodness for you? Maybe you saw a sunset once on a trail. You remember it looked like a melting popsicle. Maybe that place of goodness is when you were first held by someone you loved, or when you saw your baby smile for the first time, or when you were able to see a cute butterfly flying upon a petal of a flower. Allow yourself to relax into that moment of God's goodness. And exhale. Well, friend, I just want to share today's soul care tip I shared at the beginning, which is recalling a good memory, which you did just right now. How do you feel? Feels good, doesn't it? And I want to give you an extra soul care tip. It's a soul care tip that I shared with my sisters in Soul Care School, and it's been wonderful seeing their photos. And it sounds so simple, but sometimes when we're stressed, it's those simple things that we'll let go of. Isn't that true? Well, I want to share with you, our Soul Care tip is to enjoy a cup of tea. Today, I want you to try one of the most simple actions of all. Just make a cup of tea. Even the ritual of brewing a cup releases a calming response associated with the anticipation of enjoyment. Even if you're thinking about it, your brain is starting to release those good hormones, serotonin. And tea has therapeutic benefits. In one study, a cup of tea reduced anxiety levels in participants by up to 25% after they experienced a stressful moment. So try a cup of chamomile, which is excellent for a good night's sleep. Even the fragrance of chamomile reduces anxiety. Isn't it wonderful? God has created natural herbs that can help us relax, can soothe your mind and relax your body. And black tea contains an amino acid that reduces cortisol after stressful events. That's true. That's the science. So take a few moments to brew a cup. And when you do, put in a spoonful of honey, a splash of cream. That's what tickles you. And pray your breath prayer. And as you pray that breath prayer and you're sipping that tea, you're savoring a pocket of rest with Jesus. That is what makes it biblical mindfulness and makes it different from self-care. We're practicing soul care. We're doing these things to help remind us of God's goodness. Even in the midst of stress, we need that refilling pocket of rest and truth for your emotions and your body. So that is how we can feel as loved as we are. And our confidence can grow. It can only grow with taking action to experience God's goodness. That is the answer. We need to create memories with Jesus, not just in our minds to know it. We need to move the mind knowledge to the heart and soul experience. And that can only happen when you take action. Okay, so friends, I want to just pray right now for us. Lord Jesus, thank you that you have been good to us. Even in our midst of stress, you're recalling to our minds those moments of beauty and joy and peace, and they're never going to expire. You're going to continue to welcome us into those moments. They're still available to us. And in fact, even more, as we draw closer to you, you draw closer to us. And we're so thankful for this wonderful relationship that we have that will never change no matter what, because you are faithful. You're faithful to love us, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friend, I want to welcome you to pick up a copy of Breathe, 21 Days of Stressless and Transform Chaos to Calm. You have made it an ECPA bestseller hit, and since you're listening to this audio podcast, get the audiobook. You'll be able to relax and enjoy for a really great price right now. I hope it's still available as we're releasing this podcast today episode, but grab it anyways. And as you get ready for the holidays, I'm going to be giving you extra soul care tips. Of course, we want that. So I'm ready to share that with you. Get ready to sign up for Soul Care School. Go to mysoulcareschool.com. You can check it out so you can just read all about it and get ready, because I want to see you in this live interaction with you. You can watch it on replay with women participating from Singapore, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, America, in France, in Switzerland. Oh my goodness, it's been so exciting to actually be with you, having enjoyed this Breathe community in our podcast. So please join, go to mysoulcareschool.com and take that soul care quiz, soulcarequiz.com. Remember that you're loved and you're cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stressless Podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.